At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Ha ho hey hoo hoo yahoo! Hey, word nerds. How's it going with you? I hope everything is doing just fantastic. My name is Spencer. I am your host. This is episode F244 of the podcast called The Dictionary. And if you didn't know that, you should go look at your phone probably and read the thing, and it'll tell you what it is. Obviously, if you have been checking out this show, you know that this is a podcast, but it's also a YouTube show. But if you didn't know that, if this is your first time coming to this show, then you can also watch it on YouTube, and I have just told you that two times. You can share this, obviously. You should know that you can share things in the world, and you can also join the Patreon for $1 a month. That'll get you early episodes. You can follow this show on social media at Dictionary Pod on a variety of the social media places. Not all of them. That's too much work. The handful that I'm on is already too much work. And then I am at SpeedJampar. What else? Oh, leave a voicemail on the Google Voice number, 917-727-5757. Leave a voicemail. I'm going to put it in an episode unless you tell me not to. I want to know what you got to say. I want to hear it from your very own voice. You can also email me, dictionarypod@gmail.com. I would like to thank all of the people who have helped in the creation of this show, which is me. And I've had a lot of guests. Thank you, guests. You're great. Oh boy, we are in the home stretch here. Just a handful of episodes to go in the Fs. Chapter 6 is almost done. All right, the first word in this episode is functor. F-U-N-C-T-O-R. Functor. Noun from 1935. This is something that performs a function or an operation. And I don't know if I've ever heard this used. If you are doing a function or an operation, if you are a surgeon, you are a functor. Good word. Ooh, sound effect time. Let's go. Bah. Now we have the word fund. F-U-N-D. First form, noun from 1694. Number 1A. A sum of money or other resources whose principal or interest is set apart for a specific objective. Ooh, you have a fund. You have an amount of money. Let's use money as an example, because typically that is what we are using when we're talking about funds. But it could be other resources. So you have a sum of money, an amount of money, who the principal, the main amount, or the interest, they're set apart for specific objectives. Oh, I have a fund of money. I'm going to use some of it. I don't know. I feel like this is a very specific situation. You're going to use the interest or the principal for different things, maybe? Well, now we have 1B, which is money on deposit on which checks or drafts can be drawn. And this is usually used in plural. So you would say funds. It is money on deposit when you deposit into the fund on which checks or drafts can be drawn. So you can take money out, you can write checks from this fund, and you have funds. 1C, the synonym is the word capital. Like, ooh, I've got some capital. I've got a fund. I've got some money that I don't know what to do. It's burning a hole in my pocket. I'm gonna start a business with this fund, with this capital, and I'm gonna use that money to get things going. And then once things get going, I don't need the capital anymore. I've used it up, and now the business is rolling. It's just rolling down the hill, easy peasy. 1D, this one is plural, and it is the stock of the British national debt, and it is usually used with the word the funds. The British people say the funds when they are talking about the stock of the British national debt. But what if they don't have a debt? What if Britain has a surplus? Do they call it the funds? I mean, I guess maybe they still have... It's a different sort of funds, right? They got funds in the thing that's maybe building some interest. They can use it in certain ways. But the funds, when they got to pay their people, they got to pay other countries. Most countries are in a debt, and it's coming from the funds. Here you go. Just take all my funds. I really don't get debt. Number 2. An available quantity of material or intangible resources... The synonym is the word supply. So yes, we got a quantity of material. You got a closet full of clothes. Then that's your fund. That's your fund of clothes. It's an available quantity of clothes. But also, it could be an available quantity of intangible resources. What are some intangible resources? Well, maybe in my brain, I have a fund of energy of dealing with people. And at a certain point in the day, that fund might be all spent. That supply of energy is done. And I gotta say, okay, bye. Bedtime. Number 3. This is plural. It is available pecuniary resources. Pecuniary. That is a peculiar word. I need to look it up real quick so we can give some information. I've probably heard it. I'm sure there's another form of the word that I understand better. But this one, I want to know a little bit more. Pecuniary. Here we go. It's all about money. That's really what it is. Money. Money, money, money. Money, 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 money. Money. Available money resources. That's what it is, your funds. I got some, my pockets have no funds. They're all, look, I put them inside out. Can you see? Oh, yes, there's the inside of my pocket. I got no funds. All right, number 4, an organization administering a special fund. Ooh, a special fund for what? It's a special fund for me to get more dips. All right, anything to say about this word etymologically? This is from the Latin fundus, which means bottom or country estate. And there's more at the word bottom. I don't really understand the connection between bottom and country estate, but I guess there is one. It's the fundus. Well, it's the base, right? The foundation. The foundation, I think, is related to this. And a country estate definitely needs a foundation, because otherwise it's going to fall into the ground. Okay, sound effect. Again. Ha. Now we have the second form of fund. This one is a verb from 1789. This one looks to be only transitive. Number 1A. To make provision of resources for discharging the interest or principal of... What's going on here? To make provision of resources for discharging the... Could you have made this a little bit easier to understand for people like me who are not so smart with the words? I need this dictionary, but for 5-year-olds. And I need everything to have a picture. Even something like this. Can you make a picture of... To make provision of resources for discharging the interest or principal of... Okay, we're funding a thing. Funding it. 1B. To provide funds for, as in, A federally funded program. The government, in this case, is the one who is providing the funds, providing the money, the resources for that program. Maybe it's a program. Oh boy, we're losing these federal funds for lots of programs that need it. And they're like, well, let's just have the states do it. But then all the states are going to do things differently, and it makes us even less united than we already are. And maybe we just go to individual countries. Each state might as well be an individual country. But does it feel good to say that we're united? Then maybe you should let the government fund programs for all across the world, for children, for trans people, for veterans, for whoever. Okay, great. Number two, to place in a fund, the synonym is accumulate. Maybe you are trying to save money, so you are going to fund that account, your savings account, with the monies that you find, maybe the coins in your couch. You're accumulating little bit by little bit. Number three, to convert into a debt that is payable either at a distant date or at no definite date and that bears a fixed interest. The example is fund a floating debt. You're converting it into a debt? You're funding it? Funding a floating debt. What is a floating debt? Did I learn about that a while ago? Probably. So it's got a fixed interest, so the interest rate isn't changing. You pay it off at a specific date or no date, just whenever. And you're funding a floating debt. I don't know what it means. Funder is a noun. And we gotta go ha. The third form of fund is an abbreviation for the word fundamental, which is coming up. Fundament. Now, the emphasis is on the first syllable. Fundament. Noun from the 13th century. Number one, an underlying ground, theory, or principle. An underlying, well, I understand the theory and the principle, but what's an underlying ground? Like literally the ground below you? That's the fundament? Okay. Here we go. We're getting into it. Number 2A, the synonym is buttocks. That is your fundament. Okay. And number 2B, the synonym is anus. Your buttocks and your anus. Those are two different things in the same area. The same area. And that's your fundament. Well, I guess we will look at the etymology soon, but I'm pretty sure it's still coming from that Latin word fundus, which does mean bottom. So buttocks and bottom, it's the same thing, really. Also country estate. Check out my country estate back there. You like my country estate? All right, number three. The part of a land surface that has not been altered by human activities. Oh boy, there's not a lot of that left on the world. Fundament where humans have not done things. The forests, maybe some of the plains, maybe the deserts. Those are still fundaments. But humans have touched so much of this planet. And also the oceans. Yeah. But it said part of a land surface. So the oceans, I mean, there's land underneath, way down there, below the ocean, there's land. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about the land above the ocean. Okay, so let's look at the etymology. Really, the only difference is from the Latin fundamentum, which is from the verb fundare, which means to found. So that's like starting a thing, founding a thing, creating it from the bottom up, the base up, the buttocks up. Yep. Yeah, that's it for fundament, a word that I don't really know, but now I think I shall call my behind my fundament. It's very fun. Behind, bottom, and buttocks. Aww. Now we have the first form of the word fundamental, When I have so much fun, I might go a little mental. So it's fundamental. No, this is different. It's an adjective from the 15th century. Number 1A. Serving as an original or generating source. This synonym is the word primary. An original source, a generating source, the first source, the primary source. As in the example, a discovery fundamental to modern computers. It was like, oh, we wouldn't have modern computers if it wasn't for this. Or like, oh, computers took a huge change with this fundamental thing. This is so fundamental. It is so important to the creation of modern computers. Not old computers, modern computers. What would be a fundamental thing for that? Well, electricity would be a pretty good one. The microchip is also a pretty good one.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holidayinstall to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
Good one. Probably other things too. An original or generating source. All right, moving on to 1B. Serving as a basis, supporting existence, or determining essential structure or function. And the synonym is the word basic. You're just a fundamental biatch. Serving as a basis, supporting existence, or determining essential structure or function, right? It's just like the base level thing. Number 2A, of or relating to essential structure, function, or facts. The synonym is radical, as in the example, fundamental change. Ooh, radical change. So what is it again? It is of or relating to essential structure, function, or facts. It's like we're taking this the structure, the function, the main thing of it, and we're like throwing it out the window, making a new thing with fundamental change. We are changing the fundamentals of the thing. Radical. Now, I'm focusing on the example of fundamental change. And radical change makes sense too, but it's, is the definition specifically related to the example? I don't think so. Essential structure, function, or facts. Right. I mean, it all comes down to just like what's the basic thing of the whole thing. I like to use simple words and phrases so I can understand them. Make them real, real simple for everybody. But hey, we also have more to the definition. Also, of or dealing with general principles rather than practical application, as in fundamental science. So what are the general principles of science? Biology, chemistry, physics. What are those general things? Well, in physics, there's like Newton's laws. So those would be the fundamentals of physics, the physical sciences, the physics science. But it's not talking about the practical application. How do you use those things? How do you put them into practice? That's not what the fundamental is. The fundamental is, what are the things you got to know? What do you got to know? What do you learn in your first class of those sciences? 2B, right? I think that's where we are. This is adhering to fundamentalism, which will be at the end of this episode. Number 3, of relating to or produced by the lowest component. There's more. Ah, the lowest component of a complex vibration. Ah, here we go. So when you sing, ah, or when there's an instrument that is making sounds, it's vibrating, the strings are vibrating, the horn is vibrating. There is a fundamental pitch to that. produced by the lowest component of a complex vibration. And so, as we learned, when something is vibrating, there's pretty much always these overtones. I guess there could be undertones too, but more so it's overtones. There's all these other frequencies that are playing that you don't, you're not really consciously aware of, but they're in there. But the fundamental is the bass one. So if you play a C on the keyboard, that's your fundamental, right? But there's all these other notes playing as well. So you need to distinguish them with these names. All right, now what is next? We got number four. Of central importance, the synonym is principle, as in fundamental purpose. Five, belonging to one's innate or ingrained characteristics, the synonym is deep-rooted, as in her fundamental good humor. So her good humor was deep-rooted. It belonged to her innate or ingrained characteristic. It was like almost like in her DNA. It was part of her personality, her good humor. She was so nice about everything. She laughed at everything. She was a good person. Is a good person. She's probably still alive in this fake example. What would be fundamental to me, I guess? Overall silliness, having a sense of humor, trying to be nice. Sometimes I can definitely take things a little bit too seriously. I don't mean to, but it happens, and I try not to be. But in general, I like to make jokes, like to make people laugh. But sometimes if I'm trying to be a little funny, people don't get it. This is a common occurrence in my life. People don't understand that I'm trying to be silly and they take me seriously. And I'm like, no, but that's not what I wanted you to think. So what would that be in my fundamental deep-rootedness? It would be not knowing how to be proper in front of people. All right. A synonym for the whole word is essential. Fundamentally is an adverb. And we have no more etymology, so we gotta go on to the fundamental note, which is ha. It doesn't need to be a low note. Ha. Now we have the second form of fundamental. This one is a noun from 1637. And it looks like we are gonna see that note frequency thing here again, because the previous one was the adjective, but this is the noun, the thing. So, number one, something fundamental, especially one of the minimum constituents without which a thing or a system would not be what it is. It was just not the thing anymore. You took out the fundamental and that's not it. You can't be it anymore because you took out the fundamental. Number 2A, the principal musical tone produced by... Try that one again. The principal musical tone produced by vibration on which a series of higher harmonics is based. Harmonics, that's the other term. They're overtones, but you also call them harmonics. Examples of the thing that is vibrating is a string or a column of air. So yes, it's the principal musical tone. As that thing is vibrating, the string, the column of air going through the tuba, whatever instrument it is, and there are a series of harmonics higher on it, and they're all based upon that one fundamental. I don't think I have any musical instruments here to do an example with other than my voice. No, I don't think so. I should have something in here probably, right? That would be smart for me to have a musical instrument here. Just something little. Not a bass sax, even though I want one. I should have something. A recorder, even. All right, now we go on to 2B, the root of a chord. And I was wondering about this. Yeah, so when you play a chord, there's at least three notes in the chord. Could be four, could be five, could be seven if you have seven fingers. But usually it's three. So, you know, a C major scale is C, E, G, and the C is the fundamental. It's the bass note of that chord. And then the E and the G are like helping it out to fill it out, make it feel in a certain way. A minor chord is going to make you feel a different way than a major chord. If I had a keyboard, I could play some things for real, but I don't. All right, number three, the harmonic component of a complex wave that has the lowest frequency and commonly the greatest amplitude. Ah, that's the other thing about it. It's typically the lowest frequency, but also the greatest amplitude, which means it's the loudest one. All the other ones are much quieter, so they're harder to tell, but you can hear that fundamental much better. Okay, moving on to ha, 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 ha. Fundamental group, two words, noun from 1957. This is a set that is a subset of all paths defined on a set of points, each pair of which is joined by a path, and that is the quotient group of the group of all paths beginning and ending in a given point. This seems like something maybe in the math world, and I can't help you out with this one. So we're going to go on to our very last word, which is fundamentalism. So what is fundamentalism? We had something in the previous word. We had functionalism. That was all about the function of a thing, like if it's practical or what's the utility of the thing. But this is fundamentalism. Did I say noun from 1922? Number 1A is often capitalized, and this is a movement in 20th century Protestantism emphasizing the literally interpreted Bible as fundamental to Christian life and teaching. And I just have to flat out say, I think this is wrong. Just wrong. It's objectively wrong. It's scientifically wrong. It makes no sense whatsoever. Logic is thrown out the window with fundamentalism. Okay? Great. Because if you took it literally, the world and the whole universe would be, what, 6,000 years old? Something like that. And we have, I would say pretty good evidence that it's billions of years old. Okay, good. I'm glad we're in agreement. Number 1B, the fundamentalism movement are fundamentalisms, maybe? 1C, adherence to such beliefs. So when you are adhering to those beliefs, doing things based on those beliefs, those are fundamentalisms. Number 2, a movement or attitude stressing strict and literal adherence to a set of basic principles. Okay, we're not literally talking about the Bible here, but we're talking about the idea of sticking to basic rules, right? You got some basic principles in a certain situation. You're sticking to those basic principles. That would be fundamentalism in that context. You know, so there are some good basic rules from the Bible and other things worded in different ways. You know, we talked about, we've said, you know, don't murder. That's probably a pretty good one. If you have the ability, the choice to not murder, then maybe don't murder. Seems like not a real nice thing to do. Other things related. What are the other ones? You know, don't. I think that's the only one that we really need to worry about. There is an example, though. Here we go. Islamic fundamentalism. So that would be people who are literally adhering to the basic principles of the Islamic situation. Is Islam. Also, political fundamentalism. All right. So you know what? You got to do what you got to do. If you feel like you got to do that in any of those contexts and any other contexts that are not mentioned here, then you can do some fundamentalism, because it's all about the fundamental situation, the fundamental points of that thing. I like the word thing, because it's just a very good broad word. Fundamentalist is a noun. Fundamentalist or fundamentalistic, that is an adjective. Okie dokie, let's pick a word of the episode. Today we had functor, fund, 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 fundament, fundamental, fundamental, fundamental group, and fundamentalism. Okay, well, let's see. I would like more things in my funds, specifically money. Please send me some money so I can put some more money in my funds. But I don't think I'm going to pick that as the word of the episode. I think I just need to pick fundament as the word of the episode. Walking around in tight pants, look at my fundament. My fundament is in tight pants. I don't ever wear tight pants. Nope. I don't know. I just wanted to be silly and bring that up again. Okay, fundament, word of the episode. Perfect. All right, I have one more movie to tell you about, and maybe next time we talk, next time I talk to you, I will have another movie to tell you about, because we are supposed to go see one today, but that's not the movie I'm going to talk about, because I haven't seen it yet, but we did watch Happy Gilmore 2. Oh boy. I thought this would, I mean, first of all, it's just super silly and funny, like, right, it's great. There's some new stuff that they brought in. I think there's a healthy amount of nostalgia from the first one. I don't think it's overly done. It's a good mix of old and new and a good companion to the first one. And I haven't seen the first one for a long time, but I've seen it a number of times, so I knew it pretty well. There's just, you know, it's just super silly, Happy Gilmore stuff, Adam Sandler stuff. There's a couple of jokes that sort of they go a little beyond the typical jokes, which I appreciated that oddness. Good stuff. Happy Gilmore 2, fantastic. Watch it if you just want to just laugh. If you just laugh. That's all we want to do is laugh. Okay, we're going to finish up the episode right now. This has been Spencer dispensing information. Good boy.